We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Andy McCarthy, of course, former Justice Department official, now writing at National Review Online, among other places, joins us on our Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Hey, Andy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Well, very, very well. I thought, before we get to the Mueller thing, which I find to be pretty entertaining reading because of the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania stuff that is alleged here, I'd ask you about the FBI and this. And you heard that guy kind of not want to go with the head of the FBI. I think it's a stretch to say they're so consumed by the Russian collusion nonsense that they can't look at this other stuff. But this is pretty troubling, what happened here in the Florida thing. What's your sense, working with this group over the years, what happened here?
Well, I think, Dom, we've seen a lot of these, maybe a lot overstates it, but we've seen a number of these incidents now where people were raised up at the FBI that someone was potentially trouble,
mm-hmm.
and they seem to fail to take action. And every time something like this happens, two things occur to me. One is, in the government generally, we've forgotten how to hold people accountable. I mean, nobody ever gets fired for anything. No one ever gets impeached. So we've bred a system where there's a certain laxity about the way that people go about their jobs because they know that there's no real comeuppance if you if you don't do your job well. The other thing that occurs to me is that in the entire United States there are about 13,000 FBI agents. Just to take a comparison, in New York City alone, there's about 35,000 police.
Mm-hmm.
So the FBI is a comparatively small outfit, even though it's got a $3 billion
right.
budget.
And Andy, wouldn't we rise up? Because I'm going exactly where we saw this with the Garland, Texas thing. They don't have enough people to follow the terrorist threats and everything that's out there. Why not come forward and make that case? We want to do this, and we just need the resources. Explicitly, they're going to be targeted to more field agents, or what you call them. What holds them back from saying, let's do that?
I think the fact that they're already lavishly funded as it is. And I also think that what this would require, Dom, would be an adult assessment that there is simply a limit to what we can do. And their ability to get a lavish budget, in part, is caused by the fact that they take the position that they can do everything. And, it's simply a fact that they can't. But they do have to be a lot better at these things that they do. And we're not talking here now about rocket science, right? We're talking about a tip line making sure that information gets from point A to point B, which requires, somebody picking up the phone, taking a couple of notes, and then getting a tip to the field office that's implicated. That doesn't seem to me to be something that ought to be that hard to do.
No, absolutely. Now, I heard your name referenced not once but twice, maybe three times in my cable TV consumption, and they said it as if this is like the standard, so you should be happy, Andy. They said, well, Andy McCarthy makes the point, breaking down all the stuff with the Mueller indictment. This sounds like counterintelligence, not something that a law enforcement thing would be doing. Three people have referenced that. You broken through, because that's, if I pulled anything out of this other than how silly some of the things the Russians tried, that would be it.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate that, although sometimes I think if the point is that the country's totally screwed up and they say Andy's our go-to guy for screw-up, then
yeah. No, but it is counterintelligence. That's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah. Well, look, it is counterintelligence when you're dealing with a threat from another country. And my objection to this indictment that got filed last week is that this is really more of a political statement than a charging instrument, because we know that these guys are never, ever going to be tried on this indictment. So why do you file it in the first place? And it seems to me that they filed it in order to control the narrative with respect to something that I think is a hole in Mueller's investigation, which is that he really, up until this point at least, it seems highly unlikely that he could prove the Russian cyber espionage that was the allegation mm-hmm. on which the collusion thing was first formulated, this whole idea of hacking the election.
Right.
So I think Mueller wants to put to rest any question about whether the Russians interfered with the election or not. And that's what the function of this indictment was. But comparatively, you know, it looks so penny ante, and it looks so much like, you know, the Trump people, if anything, were unwitting victims of it, not complicit in it. I think it leaves people scratching their heads, particularly with respect to the willful, I think, misunderstanding of what the Russians were up to. I mean, it's very obvious to me, looking at this, that what the Russians were up to was trying to sow discord
yes.
in our society.
We all agree with that. And if we could unite and determine, yeah. is it that big yep. of a threat? And what do we do back? Are we doing similar things? That's the adult conversation, not this other right. nonsense.
No, I think that's exactly right.
Hey, Andy, thank you. Thanks so much for always. And again, you were referenced multiple times, so we got to have you here in Philadelphia. Come on. Thanks, Andy McCarthy.
Thanks so much, Doug.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.